This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. All right, Mike Adams here with a breaking update. We got some information from our friends on the ground in Taiwan who have some breaking news about coronavirus and what's going on there. And by the way, 新年快乐 to all my friends in Taiwan and even my family members, as I say, 我的家人是中国人,他们住在台湾的地方. Just saying, my family are Chinese, you know. I lived in Taiwan, you know, speak some Chinese. And we have people on the ground there who are in touch with individuals who came over from Wuhan province. And the big breaking news is that reportedly 300,000 people escaped Wuhan province as the quarantine was being announced. And the way we know this is from people who went to Taiwan from Wuhan province because they escaped by road. So this is the key, that the airports were shut down and the train stations were shut down, but the highways were not at first. And so everybody loaded up their cars, those who had them, or they carpooled with others, or they got bus tickets, and they left on the highways. And then they went to other cities, and then they flew out from the other cities to places like Taiwan and Japan, you know, Korea, wherever. But you see, China and Taiwan have a lot of travel between them because, of course, you know, Taiwan people, except for the indigenous people in Taiwan, are former mainland Chinese for the most part. You know, there was a split with Chiang Kai-shek, who escaped mainland China and created Taiwan, the what I call the Texas of Asia, the freedom, the pro-democracy with President, what's her name, Ing-wen. She's the president there, just won re-election. She's kind of like the Trump of Asia in a way, you could say. Yeah, I guess you could say that. But whereas mainland China became communism, right? With gulags and prison camps for Muslims, organ harvesting, just total rape and pillage and just everything that communism stands for. Which makes it strange that Joe Rogan is now endorsing Bernie Sanders. By the way, what is Rogan like, pro-communism now? Is he gonna say that we need gulags in America? I mean, it's insane, but that's beside the point. So anyway, people from China, they visit people in Taiwan very frequently, and also the other way around during Chinese New Year. Chinese New Year is a time when everything's shut down in China and Taiwan. I mean, for like 5 business days, basically, which is happening right now, nothing is open. Oh, maybe the hospitals, but they're overwhelmed with this stuff, sadly. Anyway, in those cities in China, in Wuhan province and so on. But it's bad. It's bad there. And 300,000 people got out. At least three. I mean, that's the estimate that we're hearing from those who were there, because apparently there's a massive highway caravan of people just exiting Wuhan province. And you can't blame them, since the city, there was a quarantine that was announced. And they know in a quarantine there's going to be food supply shortages, there's going to be medicine shortages, and you're stuck in a city. You're kind of locked in a prison camp in a communist country with a pandemic breaking out, and there's only like 2,000 hospital beds in the whole city of millions of people. So, you know, do the math on that. Not hard to figure that out. The other big bombshell from this is that people from China, just like people all over the world, they love to use medication for certain things. And I'm told that on the air flights out of China, people are using medication, pharmaceuticals, to mask their fevers. So at the airports, people are being scanned for fevers, you know, to see who's got a fever, who's got respiratory symptoms, and so on. Now, in a story we posted on naturalnews.com, we've already mentioned that there can be asymptomatic carriers of this who don't show fevers of or symptoms of fever or a respiratory disease or coughing, things like that. Instead, they show symptoms of diarrhea, vomiting, digestive upset, loss of appetite, things that are digestive tract related. And they are testing positive, according to doctors in a hospital in the Wuhan province, by the way. So, but even if someone is not in that category of just having, you know, diarrhea symptoms, if they would have normally had a fever, they can mask that fever with pharmaceuticals. You know how you can take drugs to artificially bring your fever down? Because that's what pharmaceuticals are good at doing, is masking symptoms. So you can pretend you don't have a fever. You know, a fever has a point. It's a biological mechanism to kill bacteria and, you know, change the environment in your body and kill viruses, if you can call it that. They're not really alive, but the fever has a purpose. It's to help your body overcome So they're masking the fever. Well, that means they're going to slip through the airport scanning, because at the airports they're using those thermal scanners. They point them at your forehead and they pop a thermal scan on you, and they see what your fever is. And then they have a range. Like if it's above a certain point, boom, you go into secondary screening with people in biohazard suits. That's what's happening right now. But if you've taken the right medication, you don't show the fever. You pass right on through. You get to go visit your family in Taipei or Taichung or wherever, or Japan for that matter, wherever your family is, Korea, Indonesia, Malaysia, Hong Kong. And that is how this is spreading. Containment is, it's already failed. I hope you understand. Containment's already failed. This cannot be contained. It's already way beyond it. I mean, just the timing of Chinese New Year. It's not a coincidence. Whoever released this knew that this would be the perfect time during the roughly 10-day incubation period of this viral strain, the perfect time to allow Chinese people to spread it all around the world. They go visit Toronto. They go visit, you know, places in Canada, places in Mexico, wherever their families are, in Western Europe, South America. It's incredible. So I stay informed. We're going to keep covering this. We've got people on the ground in Taiwan who are in touch with people from Wuhan province, you know, family members. A lot of these are families that split in the early 1950s during the Chiang Kai-shek, you know, escape from communist China and the whole Cultural Revolution and all that stuff that happened. These are families. And so they still visit each other. And that's why there's so much travel back and forth between China and Taiwan. I do want to say to all my friends in Taiwan, and even those liberty-loving patriots in China, there are some. I pray for you. I pray for your health and safety. And I pray that you are informed and ready with natural medicine that can beat this thing. And maybe I'll talk about that more in another podcast. But stay safe, stay informed, keep reading naturalnews.com. Also, the Epoch Times has excellent coverage on this particular topic. The Epoch Times, you know, pro-liberty, pro-freedom for all Chinese, and frankly for everybody. I support that organization as well, and they also publish in Mandarin Chinese and multiple languages. So you can read all the censored websites at censored.news. Check out censored.news. And this is Mike Adams here, the publisher of naturalnews.com. Thank you for your support, and I wish you the best as we all attempt to navigate this engineered bioweapon that has been released upon humanity. Thank you. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.